Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Is that one up there, Bill?
Oh, I know which one it is. I didn't know why you had it on as loud as possibly to blow my ears out. Well, that was my question, Jake. That's
Hour 2 is always, though, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Remember, we're into save the phrase. Today is the proof is in the pudding.
Oh, no.
Proof is in the pudding. Oh, Shindaddy got himself on it. It's a half a semi-load full, and only Steve will remember this. He's got the Hunt's snack pack pudding. Remember the Hunt's with the pop top? Oh, yeah. You love that bad boy?
Yeah.
Oh, there was no little peel off. It was a pop, and then you had to rip it off. There was kind of an aluminum-type top, and it was Hunt's snack pack pudding, and he's got a half a semi of it unloaded into the, so everyone comes in and gets a snack pack pudding.
The proof is in the pudding.
And Shindaddy's got Hunt's snack pack pudding.
I know what Schaefer's thinking right now, because he's from Columbus.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, chocolate and vanilla?
What's that? Ooh, just chocolate.
Just chocolate. Mm.
Okay. Just chocolate.
Just the chocolate. Just chocolate. Play.
That's it. Just
you
chocolate.
Wanted a little swirl in there?
Well, hold it. Hunt's snack pack, there was no swirl.
I don't remember swirl.
Yeah,
there's no
swirl.
Well, in the childhood of which I had, yeah, where you just peel it off.
Yeah, and
this one
you had to pop the. It's like an aluminum top.
As you describe it, all I'm thinking of is all of the like Fancy Feast commercials I've seen the cat food container is what I'm thinking.
That's kind of what it's like. Yeah. It's that type of a thing.
The what?
And it was
the cat food. It's the aluminum.
Yeah,
that's like you're popping the top off.
That's what this is.
That's Hunt's. What I assumed he's describing.
Yeah, it was a. Obviously, they came in a green four pack. That's green. What it was. It was a green four pack. It was Hunt's.
And it, like one individual bit was, it would take you three spoonfuls to eat it.
You could eat, if your mom came home with a couple packs, you could eat eight of them in a day. And it wouldn't faze you.
Easily
eat eight of them in a day. One of the things that when your mom came home and you rifled through it and you felt bad, mm-hmm. when you open those up, they'd be gone with your. They'd gone in 30 seconds.
Three boys,
and literally four bites tops. Most likely, it's three. Anybody from the text line remember Hunt's snack pack pudding?
Someone says I remember those road trip. I got one response. Well, I remember those.
You pack them in your lunch. Like if you had a lunch pail, that'd be
a popular thing. Yeah. Yes, you got a half a semi load.
I always tell Bill that when my mom brought groceries, I still to this day feel sort of a level of guilt. Because she wouldn't even get it out of the bags, and we'd be rifling through it.
Mm-mm.
And she'd be like, it's $100. And we just ate 50 of it. So.
Yeah.
Better go back.
Yeah, you would. You'd eat it so fast.
Start grabbing stuff. Yeah. Like
when she set down the bag with my mom, you start ripping stuff out. And the stuff, rice, whatever, get rid of that. Pop, whatever. Pop, you're looking for Pop-Tarts.
Right.
Where's the
sweet backpack put? Honeycomb?
Oreos?
Oreos? Cereal was big.
Eat the whole
cereal was big right away. What do we got? Oh, we got peanut butter Captain Crunch. I mean, I'd have a bowl at 4 in the afternoon.
Better times.
Better times.
Thank you to Shit Daddy for sponsoring Hour 2. Mike Schaefer's
in the pudding.
Here.
Schaefer's here.
24/7 Schaefer. Sports with us. His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk.
Recruiting.
Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau.
You come out very good, did it? Spurk. It sounded like Heyman.
You can text or call Ben at 402-217-9945 with any insurance questions or needs. Schaefer.
Whoa, the first question. Just go to it.
Well.
This is amazing.
Schaefer, I was on your Twitter yesterday. I looked at
Twitter.
And now keep in mind, we found out this morning that Ben Johnson has been let go by Minnesota following their loss. 15-17 season, under 500 in his tenure there. You tweeted yesterday that you don't really care a ton about Fred Hoiberg's conference record and overall record from the first 3 years while he was here. Why don't those years matter to you as you assess him and his job and his future at Nebraska?
Yeah, I have to somewhat, I'm going to borrow a phrase from Steve here. I have to be careful as I try to explain this, because I'm not trying to say that those games didn't happen or that they don't count or anything. I'm just saying, as I am assessing Fred Hoiberg and someone's really upset about how this season played out and they just keep talking incessantly about what happened in the first 3 years of his tenure or his conference record, I don't really care about that. The last couple of years, Nebraska's been a bubble team. Last year, they made it to the tournament. This year, they didn't. Next year, if they're a bubble team again, I think that's a continued sign of progress, and the program has continued to move forward. They've elevated from where they were. I'm not going to get hung up on what happened with Matei Kavass in 2019 and 2020. I don't care. He's got a terrible conference record. If Nebraska goes 8-12 in conference play next year, but they're 20-13 or whatever it would be, and they're right there on the cusp of being in the tournament, I'm not going to hold his conference record against him. Hmm. If they continue to be in the conversation for the NCAA tournament, that's the standard of which I'm moving forward with. So it sort of works itself out. If they don't play well enough next year, then I'm absolutely fine having the conversation about whether Nebraska needs to look at doing something else at basketball. But it's never going to come down to the fact that he's 31 and whatever it was in conference play, because I think there was a shift in philosophy. I think he has changed his staff. I am moving off of what is happening currently, and I'm not overly focused on what occurred in those first 3 years.
God, not many coaches, though, you'd agree, get 3 years of complete grace.
No, that's the thing. Like, I'm not trying to
say. Doesn't happen very often.
If ever.
Got something that you don't generally get. You can't be terrible.
3 years of grace.
Right.
That's $14 million. That's amazing.
Right.
You'll figure it out. I promise you'll figure this out.
But I think we would all agree that in the last 3 years, the quality of play has been better. The teams have been better. They made the NCAA tournament. They were on the precipice of making the NCAA tournament and had the lowest bar to clear and couldn't do it. And we can talk about that all we want. The players on the court are better. I mean, they're absolutely better. Mm-hmm. So I'm
sure they're better
than
Miles at the end.
I mean, you can go back and forth on that. It's tough.
Palmer,
mm-hmm.
Copeland.
I mean, Miles Roby, at the end, Roby. Absolutely, when you have Amir Harris better. Hitting a game-winning layup at the end of the Iowa game because you had lost Copeland. You had multiple injuries that year.
Yeah,
but
that's interesting.
I understand where you're coming from. And yet, metrics would tell you that 23, 24, and even 24, 25 were better than some of those Miles teams.
Oh, and you have to give this voice too. A lot of people are in your camp. I hear so many people say you just got to, like Robin, for instance, wash it. The first 3 years don't count. I'm just always kind of blown away that, wow, the first 3 years don't count. How many coaches would love that? Don't worry about your first 3 years. I mean, you don't hear it very often. Don't worry about your first three.
Again, like, I understand that they happened. But if Nebraska is 8-12 in conference play, which isn't a great conference record, and it's going to go on to whatever he's at, and then he's 39, and I don't know what his.
Well, I should have
tweeted
it. My computer's
at me about 70
working.
Times in the last week.
Did you hit
and
the
a
table
half.
Again and knock your computer out?
So it's just this, it's the concept that they have moved beyond what they were in those first 3 years. I view them differently now. The standard is they need to be consistently a bubble team. If they are not that, then I'm willing to reevaluate the conversation. Mm-hmm. I just like when people want to move on from him this year, mm-hmm. I am saying I don't care about his conference record mm-hmm. because they have been a tournament team and now a bubble team, and they are playing at the level of which I want Nebraska basketball to be at.
Mm.
And believe it or not, there's not a lot of two-year stretches where Nebraska's been a tournament team and a bubble team in the last 30 years.
Tim Miles' last 2 years at Nebraska, look this up, 2017-18 and 2018-19. In 2017, again, they had the chance to go. The tournament had injuries. They went 22-11, though. Good, great year. NIT, first round, lost in the first round. The last year, 19-17, they were 6-14 in conference play, made the NIT and won a game, lost in the second round, and he was let go. So 22 wins, 19 wins. In Fred's first 2 years, he won 7-7 following what was not a horrific span for Nebraska basketball. Yeah.
Also reevaluate what was left on the roster when Miles left. Like I understand that. I would say this. If the NIT still existed in its format that it did in 2017-18, this Nebraska team would be ranked and higher and playing a home game relative to going to Mississippi State, which that team did in 2017-18. Like, it's just it's a sort of a nuanced discussion.
It is.
I am saying Nebraska's last 2 years, and Jake, you're as close to this as anybody, these two seasons back-to-back are better than anything you have watched in 25 years
ooh.
Back-to-back.
No,
in terms of back, I mean, Nebraska has disappointed in the second year, third year of Tim Miles.
They did it in 14-15.
They were
they
preseason
did it in 18-19.
Ranked team. Yeah. Preseason
this
ranked.
As good as it's
and they disappointed.
Been? Wow.
I'm not saying this has to be as good as it gets. I'm saying that right now we've seen the zenith of 25 years of Nebraska basketball.
Yeah.
So pardon me if I'm not ready to move on from that coach.
Oh,
because
I'm not.
He was bad
we're not. I don't think anybody's
3 years
here.
Prior.
No, I don't think anybody here is clamoring for Fred.
Well, I'm not saying anyone here is, but there are definitely people out there. They're on your message board. They're on my message right. board. They're all over Twitter. They're having conversations. They're fan podcasts, whatever
yeah.
it is. I'm saying I'm not ready to move on from Fred Hoiberg because they had a collapse at the end of the season.
Oh, I get it.
Because his conference record sucks. Uh-huh. Because the first 3 years of his career at Nebraska weren't very good.
Here's the thing. When I listen to you, it kind of boils down to an expectations conversation. It always does to me. And I don't understand. What I will never understand is why Nebraska can't make it to the NCAA tournament 6 out of every 7 years. And then I know what you're going to throw in my face. Well, they've never done it. I don't know why that matters. Like, why? Why does that? You just got to get the right guy in here. And you should.
Why can't Indiana make the tournament 6 out of 7 years?
We covered it.
Indiana's one of the biggest basketball schools in the country. And if you go back in the last 20 years, they haven't made it
well,
6 out of 7.
Well, for every Indiana, I can throw Baylor at you. For every Indiana, I can throw Iowa State.
But I'm just saying,
I can
like,
throw Creighton at you. It's right. It's 60 miles away.
I'm saying 6 out of 7 is a standard that's relatively unreachable for 60%
why
of power 14.
But why is it so out of the question? Why is 8-12 celebrated here? I don't get it. I don't get it.
8-12 gets you in the tournament in the Big Ten.
Oh, great.
So that's the idea. But you're just saying that. Isn't that what you want? You want in the tournament. 8-12 is not good
enough
to get you in the tournament.
No, see, this is what I mean by it's an expectations discussion. No, I just don't want in the tournament. Everybody gets in the damn tournament. Florida Atlantic got to the Final Four. Like, why do we think of it that way? Oh, just get in the tournament. What kind of standard is that?
I mean, the standard is because they haven't done it.
Yeah, see, that's always it.
So, okay, if the standard is they need to get to the Sweet 16, if that's your idea.
No, it's not my standard, but if your standard is just to get to the tournament.
So, Steve, if they either get to the tournament or they get to the Sweet 16, are you saying the round of 32?
No, I'm
like,
saying.
What is the standard for you here?
If your standard is just to get to the tournament and that's the end all, okay, what do we do? Why do we
so then what's your, okay, ignore my standard. What's your standard?
Get to the tournament regularly and win.
Okay.
And win.
How is that different than me saying the standard is...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Get to the tournament.
Well, I didn't think that's what you're saying.
Well, I wasn't saying get there once out of 25 years.
I mean, I'm just...
How about
once out of six?
I just got done saying that they're having their best two-year stretch in the last 25 years. If that doesn't sum up Nebraska... Yeah, look at the face you're making. If that doesn't sum up the program...
If that's good, if that's the best it can be, then...
I don't think it's the best that it can be. I'm not making that argument. I'm not saying that at all.
It's an amazing conversation. It is an amazing. It is. It freaks me out.
Well, it is a unique one-of-one scenario in all of college basketball.
It is. Thank you for saying that.
Like, that is part
That's
of...
That's what so I'm saying.
When we try to talk about other teams and why Nebraska can't be Iowa State or they can't be Kansas State or they can't be Iowa or they can't be Missouri or all these regional teams...
Yeah.
I don't know why they can't be.
I don't either.
I just know they haven't.
I know. Well, it doesn't. We just have a difference in expectations. That's what it is.
I don't even think we do. I think that you think I'm saying one thing that I'm clearly not. I'm not saying that it's okay for Nebraska to be bad at basketball.
No, I'm not saying you're saying
that. I'm saying that the last couple years of Fred Hoiberg gives me renewed hope and expectation of what they can do. Because previously, they haven't really been around this mark consecutively.
But here's the problem about this year, though, is that it was very clear that this team made the dance last year, and they expected to get back there again. You had Bryce Williams and Juwan Gary, and Bryce Williams was better than advertised. Yeah. He was a first-team All-Big Ten player. And they were trending toward the dance the whole year, and they straight-up choked.
Right.
They straight-up choked, and that has to matter. That has to count for something. That
it
they had
does in
all,
the sense that they didn't
this
get
all
it done.
Ahead of you. Had one injury to a guy that was really average to poor the whole year, and that was it.
It's just like games or seasons. They're only judged as a whole. It's like we were ahead by two touchdowns, three touchdowns in the first half. Same thing with it. So when you say the last 2 years, I'm just looking at just a broad picture of anybody I'd evaluate, and you would say they finished 16th.
Of 18.
So how can you say the last 2 years were going the right? Because you only judge a season as a whole.
Okay.
That's it. And so how can you say the last 2 years were good when you had...
any of you say that Nebraska is going in the wrong direction for basketball? None of you are willing to say it.
I can say
none of you
clear.
Are willing to say that.
I could say you could make an argument either way.
You can make an argument on anything either way. That's
but how do you not judge a season
show.
As a whole?
You have a talk show. You argue about anything either way. But none of you are willing to stand up and say the basketball program is going in the wrong direction. You're willing to say Fred Hoiberg's record is bad. You're willing to say the first 3 years should count.
Yeah.
You're willing to say that the conference record in those 3 years are bad. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to say the basketball program is going in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction. How? What about, I'm not sure.
Well, that's completely fine.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because next year you lose your top two players.
I'm not telling
you
they're going to be a Final Four team like Florida Atlantic.
I am not.
Next year either.
I would not argue passionately.
I'm saying I'm willing to bet that next year is a continuation of where they have been, which is in the bubble conversation. I don't think they're going to revert back to being a 14-win basketball team like they were earlier in his career, or worse, when seven. Nine, whatever it was.
Seven, and 10 was his first 3 years.
Good Lord.
That's not a count. That's total wins. Seven, 10.
So what I am saying is that I think the direction of Nebraska basketball is going where I want it to be, which is in the conversation of the bubble, which means you are in tournament talk.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, my expectation of Nebraska basketball, Three out of 5 years, you're in the tournament. In that stretch, you're winning games when you're in. You're not just getting there. And
I can. Yeah,
you're not getting there and touching the door and then running back to Nebraska.
All right. Yeah. Three out of five. That's. I'll buy that.
That's kind of where I've been at.
And winning. Win a couple.
Right. It's not just. I don't want the participation trophy of you hang the damn banner.
Right.
And we all celebrate the next November.
The direction of the program is a discussion we really haven't had here.
Nobody wants to have that discussion.
I don't know that I could say definitively, yeah, they're definitely going in the right direction after what I saw this year. They finished 16th.
Yeah.
In the league. I mean, I don't know. I don't, but I don't, do you think but I couldn't argue passionately that they're, that it's going horribly.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. I can't.
And I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I guess if you don't think Nebraska is going in the right direction, and I'm not saying you or Bill Jake.
Right, right, right.
It, at large, if someone doesn't think they're going in the right direction, then they're ready to move on from Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, it's complicated, though.
Or it becomes a series of, well, we got to see what happens next year.
Well, that's what I would say.
And that's still the idea of when I'm saying I'm not caring about the first 3 years. If they aren't in tournament talk next year, I'm more than willing to entertain the conversation. It might be time for a different.
Yeah, in that sense, we're on the same page.
Yeah, that's why I feel like the way I phrased that put me on this island. But once you talk through it, I think everybody's sort of in the let's see where this goes.
Right. Yeah.
With the idea that the last 2 years have been better and give you a sense of what it could be.
It's been better, but it's been better than miserable. I mean,
again, a one-on-one program.
What are we comparing miserable?
No, it is. That's true. It is it's a one-on-one program in that. I don't know. You've looked at this stuff closer than I have. How many programs would a coach get this far without an NCAA tournament win and one appearance?
Probably none.
Why
is that allowed here?
That's where I get hung up.
It's one of one.
Because
I've covered it too long.
I mean, there is no easy answer to this. It's allowed here right now because the tournament appearance was a year ago. I mean, if the tournament appearance was in 2019, 2020, which I guess it couldn't have been, bad year to pick, 21, 22, we would be having an entirely different. I mean, recency bias is why it's allowed right now.
Hey, I'm glad we're having this discussion because it's the same discussion that's going on out there. There's a lot of people like you. There's a lot of people like me.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of bickering.
There's a lot of people that want Nebraska to be successful. Walking out of there on Sunday where you have that crowd and yet another home game where Nebraska doesn't win and yet another time in which one win would have completely flipped how you would view this season. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be having this conversation if they would have played last night. Now, if they would have lost, maybe we're having a different version of the conversation.
Big if.
But we wouldn't be having the same level of conversation.
Right.
Missing the entirety of the tournament is really damning for the Big Ten. Absolute.
Yeah.
Especially when you talk about, even though you lost to A&M last year, you still came off going, great shape. Look what we got coming back. Now, you talk about the direction of the program. It's hard because you look at, are you fired up for next year's team?
Well, no, because I don't know.
We don't know who it is. That's my point.
I'm betting on him figuring something out in the last 3 years for what he wants Nebraska basketball to look like, to play in the Big Ten. The same guy was able to pluck Bryce Williams out of Charlotte, who was a first-team All-Big Ten player. He helped develop Keisei Tominaga into a shooter. Rink Mass came from Bradley and became the person everyone has talked about in the last week or so. Oh, what would this team have looked like if it had Rink Mass instead of me? You know, if. Thing is, Fred found those guys. I'm willing to bet right now that he has a better understanding of what he needs to win than he probably did in 2019, 2020. That's why I don't worry about what his conference record is.
You can flip that conversation to be fair, though. I mean, his solution at point guard was Euless.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been good. At specific
Booster
areas.
And Euless was the comp. That was bad.
So you can flip that conversation. I mean, just to be fair.
Two wins away from being a lock in the NCAA tournament. I mean, so it's not like the degree of what we're talking about is really small.
Close, but Mike, I'm going to tell you something.
Close doesn't count for
it
anything.
It doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah, I get that. And we all live through 2021 football. I understand.
It's easy to get close. Yeah.
Right.
It is.
Like get over the hump.
Yeah. Winning and getting over is tough. That's difficult. That's what means something. Close doesn't mean nothing. It means very little.
Because every team gets the same one if they go back the other way. Like you talk about
if every team. Yeah. Okay, let's give
Penn State two times whatever it is that when you get there. Couple things like that. You get those do-overs. Well, they get the do-overs, so it all evens itself back out again.
Mike, it's I get it. And I'm not adamant that they move on from Fred. I do think it should be a conversation. It's really not, and I think it's not because of the financials.
Well, but doesn't Minnesota firing Johnson mean something? Minnesota fired a guy, and he had a better record than Fred overall.
In his time at Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yes.
Versus time, yes. Oh, yes. time at in Nebraska? His time.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What was his record the last 3 years?
It was 56 and 71 total. Was his total record.
And he coached for the last 3 years?
Four years.
Is Fred's record not better in the last 4 years?
I don't know
it
about
It probably
that.
Is.
It's close.
But then hold it down. But you can't count his first 3 years.
I don't care about those first 3 years.
Okay, now do you count Ben Johnson's first 3 years?
That's what I'm saying. You can't count Ben Johnson's first 3 years.
I don't care about Ben Johnson. With apologies to a former Nebraska assistant, that was very nice to me. You know, like
I didn't know who he was.
It's an apples oranges. All I say about that is throwing out Fred's first 3 years. To me, it's just an amazing amount of grace. It's just. Wow. I mean, how many coaches get that?
Yeah, but
nobody. How many coaches get
again,
that?
If they're not successful next year, it doesn't matter. He's not being fired because Matei Kavas and Shamil Stevenson and Alonzo Verge and all of these random players didn't play well for the first 3 years. He's being let go because after a tournament appearance, because he got that grace, right? We've already acknowledged that the grace existed, that he
it's
probably
incredible.
Got to a point where he never should have because it shouldn't have happened anywhere. That's all done. So it shouldn't be part of the conversation. The conversation is, has he reached a jump-off point where the expectation is Nebraska is now, under Fred Hoiberg, contending to be in the NCAA tournament? And I would say yes. And that, to me, is an elevation of where they were at previously. If they can't sustain that.
Previously, the first 3 years are previously Miles. Because they were there under Miles.
To a degree, yeah.
They were.
I mean, they made it in 2013-14.
So it's 6 years in, he really hasn't surpassed Miles.
No,
I mean,
it's
that's
not
the problem.
That's the issue.
He's paid well to do so.
Right.
He's paid a lot more than Tim Miles to elevate this program to what Tim Miles was not doing.
He's paid more than Hubert Davis.
I mean, you in North Carolina.
Are they going to make the tournament?
Well, he's getting.
He got to the national championship game.
He's made a.
If you watch Hoops, they should be in the tournament.
Yeah.
Just the eye picture. Yeah,
we got to take a break. We're way behind.
Good
we'll have more next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.